Nobody gave Collingwood a chance.
Wow.
The clock is at 5 seconds. Four, three,
the Pies.
Two, one.
They've done it!
And the Pies have caused one of the biggest upsets in recent finals memory. West Coast haven't lost at home all year. And Collingwood stay alive somehow in season 2020. You'll never forget this one. It's resilience, it's courage, it's perseverance. I'm absolutely stunned. Terry Wallace, 11-9-75. West Coast will wonder what might have been. Collingwood gave it every single thing they had when no one thought they had it in them. 12-4-76. And another classic goes into the book between West Coast and Collingwood.
Oh, it's just a brilliant, brilliant victory for the Collingwood Football Club. You know, got three or four of the stars out of the side, coming over, having to go through a hub scenario in isolation, and then still being able to get the job done. There are heroics everywhere. I mean, the heroics of what the singular efforts in the last half of that game from some of the Collingwood players just about lifted them over the line by themselves.
Nathan Buckley goes out to meet all the coaching staff and players. What a triumph for him. He clearly set this up perfectly during the week. It was them against everybody. They were called the dirty side. They're in camper vans. This will go down as maybe one of the incredible wins. No. And I'm not trying to oversell it.
No, look, I said during the week that if they could get the job done, it would be meritorious. Yeah, it would just be one of those win for the ages.
And Collingwood fans who are well-versed with finals, triumphs and as many tragedies as you can poke a stick at, they'll look back to 2002 and that game against Port Adelaide. They'll look back to 2007 when they took the Eagles to extra time and won that contest. They'll look to 2018 and that prelim final. That's just recent history. But it was great to see too, Sammy. I know we're going to sing the praises of the Pies. Their captain, Scott Pendlebury, is having a chat now, but it was great to see at the full-time siren, obviously after the adulation and excitement died down for the Pies, Braden Maynard, Liam Ryan, arm in arm. You know, you give no quarter in between the white lines for that 120 minutes, but to see those two come together, mutual respect, great one-on-one rivalry, and we don't have many of those left in the game these days. So if that's something we can hang our hat on, great to see. Well done to both boys, and well done to both clubs.
A pulsating performance and game, as we've seen. That's what finals footy is all about, Plough. They led by 16 points at quarter time. Mason Cox, the story of the first term. Three big contested marks for three goals, and they jump West Coast early. West Coast get it back on terms. They kick 4-2 in the second quarter. A halftime lead of just 3 points. We thought it was going to open up for West Coast. They got the first goal of the third quarter, as they did in every quarter. But it was actually Collingwood who actually got their lead back to 10 points at three-quarter time. We still thought West Coast would come, and come they did. They got the lead back, but then Collingwood broke their hearts, and for the 25,000 here, they've just seen their side let another one slip, and they'll go back to key losses during the season that denied them a top-four spot for the second year in a row, Plough.
Yeah. They're a strong side, playing on the home deck, hadn't lost the game for the year, yet couldn't get it done. So, I mean, you can say whatever you like. When the two sides rocked up, one side was prepared and ready to go, and that was Collingwood, and the West Coast weren't, and they got jumped, and it's ended up costing them.
Our producer extraordinaire, Joel, had rushed in with a couple of minutes left in the game with the details as to what would happen, Terry, for a tie in a final series match. I'm glad in two parts that I can tear that up now, because I'm not sure the voice. Sammy, I think you're travelling a bit better than I. I don't think it would have held out for another couple of periods of additional time. What a great contest. And
probably would have needed a lozenge of some kind.
I might have needed a full throat transplant, to be honest. But you talk about moment. We spoke about it, Terry, didn't we, pre-game, and we've heard it. It's been coming out of every club over the past 4 or 5 days. Finals are about moments, and you think about the moments that were provided. I don't know if we'll go past Jordan Degoe. That snap from the boundary, from the stoppage, a relatively quiet night, but that's what players like him can do. They just need a half sniff. And in the end, well, it didn't turn out to be the match winner, but gee, Majacek, Degoe, and then Majacek's mark and goal, all happening in the space of 5 minutes.
So in the second half, you had Degoe's couple of efforts in the third quarter. You had Darcy Moore's victory in the third quarter, where he beat Darling and sent the ball back all the way through to goal. You had the tackle from Grundy, who didn't have the greatest night of all time. But it just showed the mindset of the team. And then, as you say, we get to the last quarter, and it is individual effort from Degoe, couple of individual efforts from Majacek. There was enough to get him a result.
Yeah. The post-game show, in one that we won't forget in a hurry, for Pope, the better way to water. Tidy up your yard with Pope's auto-wind hose reel. Plough, this was a Collingwood side that everybody said, and not ashamed to say myself included, that just could not kick a winning score in a final. They only averaged 8 goals a game in this season. They kicked 12, and they kept a West Coast side that had been putting cricket scores on the board to 11. Now, they kicked 11-9 and did have more scoring shots, but Collingwood were efficient in a way that we've never seen them going inside forward 50, especially in the first half.
Look, no doubt about that. They took the game on. A midfield that I said lowered their colours to Port the other week were outstanding in the middle of the ground. I thought for the dominance of Nat Nui, it was the Collingwood mids that were still able to sort of drag the ball away. I know they were beaten in the centre clearance, but around the ground, I thought they were absolutely magnificent, their midfielders.
So where was the game won and lost for you?
I thought those individual brilliant moments was the difference between getting a result and not getting a result. So to me, that's the ball game. Yeah. If I think of my 6 or 7 most brilliant or gut-wrenching moments in that last half, they were mostly Collingwood.
I want to hear from Collingwood fans. 1-300-736-736. Give us a ring on the open line. We have a couple of $50 vouchers to give away thanks to our friends at Liquorland. Hearts in mouths. It was as pulsating a game as we've seen in a long time. Yep. An absolute thriller of the highest order. How were you feeling watching that unfold? For the whole game, Collingwood fans would have just been looking over their shoulder going, they've stolen it from us before. They're more than likely going to do it again. That elation to hang on must have been overwhelming.
You know, I guess, Sam, I'm speaking from a place, having been and grown up a Collingwood supporter, you kind of just accept that it's going to happen this way. Nothing's ever easy when you're a Collingwood fan when it comes to finals football. And look, I got to say, he won't get a lot of the plaudits. He won't get a lot of the coaches' vote. Maybe he will. Levi Greenwood, his job on Tim Kelly, and he was really big in a couple of crunch moments in that last term, breaking tackles, getting some clear ball out for his midfielders to use. And look, minus that opening term when a number of those West Coast players were pretty quiet, I don't think many of them were faulted. Gaff was incredible. Shuey played a captain's game. Look at Nathan Buckley in the Collingwood rooms.
Absolutely.
Do you reckon he's a happy coach?
They are banging whiteboards, they're banging bins.
It's as big a win as I can remember. I promise since the Bulldogs went over there and did it.
Well, we'll hear the song in a second. And you think of all the sacrifices that have been made by all clubs, not just Collingwood, but travelling west, the conditions, not that they've been put into training camps, but they've certainly had to go outside the comfort zone, and now they get to jump on a plane, head back to Brisbane, where Geelong will await the next Saturday night. They're all in the circle, the Collingwood staff, the players, a few hangers-on as well. Take a listen. A huge result here on AFL Nation, a huge upset, one for the ages. If you've just joined us, we're about to hear from Collingwood captain Scott Pendlebury, who spoke after the win. Final score, and don't adjust your radio dial because I'm not making a meal of this one. West Coast Eagles, 11-9-75, have been beaten by Collingwood by a point, 12-4-76. All the post-game awards still to come, but first, let's hear from their inspirational games record-breaking skipper in Scotty Pendlebury.
Scott, what a win, mate. Unbelievable. Yeah, it was. Sort of when Will took that mark, I was looking over at the bench and I wanted to see something with how long they all started celebrating, so I thought we must have it. So, these two sides, we definitely know how to have a thriller, don't we?
Hey, Scotty, did you get a sense that you were playing in one of the great games? We loved it. It just had everything, high marks, great contests, and then right down to the last second. Could you feel that there was something special tonight?
Yeah, you could just feel the energy. I think we've forgotten how good having a crowd is. 35 or whatever it was tonight, and you can see all the finals, just the energy they give the game as well. So, it was a really good game.
Brody Meyercheck, Pendles, two in the last. That left foot snap on the run, my God.
Yeah, it was a bit like Swanee when Swanee kicked one on Anzac Day 1 year. They were trying to put it to the top of the square, I'm sure of it, and it just slid straight through. So, yeah, we'll take those.
And we saw a couple of times tonight, Pendles, when Nathan Buckley backed in young Darcy Cameron against Nick Nat, as opposed to Grundy, he stood up when it counted.
Yeah, well, it was a real team effort. We wanted to try and go, those two boys playing with high energy. We didn't want to run Brody into the ground. He's had such a big workload for probably 4 years now, and I thought Darcy airily down the line was fantastic, took some really important marks to help our backs out, and thought both those guys did really well.
And you renew acquaintances with your finals opponents, the Cats, next week, the most finals in this year of VFL, AFL, Cats and the Pies. It's going to be a corker.
Yeah, it is. I feel like I've played all my finals against either the West Coast or Geelong. So, it'll be a good game. So, just want to enjoy tonight first, and then, play Geelong, is it? So, looking forward to that.
Hey, Pendles, just quickly, you've had 7 days in hard lockdown again. You've had coaching staff in campervans. What happens next? When do you fly out? What's the program?
I think we fly out tomorrow morning. So, we leave on a bus. We're classified as dirty over here, and the crowd let us know that tonight. So we'll happily get out and get back to the sunny coast and reacquaint with our family. They'll all be watching back there, so we say a big hello and we can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Hey, Pendles, you'd be called dirty, stinking, whatever you like, as long as you take the W.
Absolutely, call us whatever you want.
Hey, well played.
Cheers, thanks, guys, appreciate it.
Well, they might be dirty, but they've cleaned up the West Coast Eagles only by a point, but it doesn't matter in finals football. 1, 2, 10, 100, they progress. And up next, it's the Cats who will await next Saturday night. We'll have a look at week two and what that all looks like as far as finals fixtures are concerned. We'll get to a break first. All the big awards, Terry's 3-2-1 for our finals player of the year. That is all ahead of us. And if you're a Pies fan and you just want to gloat, get on the open line, 1-300-736-736. Those vouchers, thanks to Liquorland, to the tune of $50. We've got a couple to give away. AFL Nation for McDonald's, the Monopoly game at Macca's, it's in full swing. Download the app now and get free chest open for your chance to win amazing prizes. Pies by a point.